We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Well, about a day and a half now, obviously, since that disastrous Game 2 loss. We'll continue to discuss it, but also start peeking ahead to Game 3. We'll get to that. You know, Joel has put it out there that the Sixers will win the series. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Phillies, who last night did not win, but they're doing fine. Took one on the chin last night, kind of an ugly game. And, of course, the NFL draft is tomorrow. Rumors flying all over the place about the Eagles, the possibility of moving up. We'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Did you know Napoleon kidnapped two popes?
I did not. Well, I probably did at one point and forgot.
I would have assumed if anyone would know this, it was you. But Napoleon kidnapped two of them. The first one, Pope Pius VI, was taken by force and died Napoleon's prisoner 18 months later.
Wow.
And then later in Napoleon's career, I guess you'd call it, kidnapped Pope Pius VII from his home and smuggled him out of the city of Rome and then held him until Napoleon ended up having to abdicate the throne.
Yeah.
So he stole another pope and kept him until it all fell apart and everyone said, hey, you're not the ruler anymore.
That's a tough spot for me because here's my thing. I got three different thoughts going through my head. Number one, I'm pro-Napoleon. Number two, I love Napoleon. Number two, I'm pro Pope, and number three, I'm pro Thou Shalt Not Steal.
So, pretty sure he's going to hell.
So yeah, I got a lot of conflict there in my mind.
Pro Napoleon
that one.
Is a take.
Oh dude, yeah. he's my dude. Napoleon's my guy. All right, let's get to it here because
you're like the only one.
Oh
really.
Yeah, you know, listen.
Napoleon was a total jerk. Wasn't he?
Horrible person.
One of the worst people.
Yeah,
hold to on. Ever live.
Hold megalomaniac.
On. Guess what I got here. A tomb song, but he, you know, kind of ran France even though he wasn't French. All right, let's get to it here. 215-592-9494.
French was his second language, and he was branded an outcast because he spoke it with an Italian accent.
There you go. All right, so we have a draft tomorrow. Yeah. It has garnered very little attention in recent days. It has been a strange draft cycle, if you will. I mean, you know, it's been a lot of offensive linemen, three of whom, by the way, have seemingly the same name, like close to the same name. You know, cornerback obviously has been a thing. But, you know, the Eagles picking, as of now, 22, a little lower in the draft, a little harder, I think, for some people to wrap their minds around some of the players that deep. But we're now starting, John, to get the rumors. And really, it's no surprise that there's a great chance the Eagles will move up in this draft. That's what they typically do. That's what they did for Devontae Smith. That's what they did for Fletcher Cox. That's what they did, obviously, for last year with Jalen Carter. I mean, that's what they did with Jordan Davis. That's what they do. Now, as we kind of get ready here for a day and a half from now, tomorrow night, the NFL draft, we'll ask all of you at 215-592-9494, just lay it on the table. What do you want to see Howie Roseman do? You can talk about a specific player. You can talk about a specific position. You can talk about a specific side of the ball. Like, what do you want to see Howie Roseman accomplish tomorrow night? And obviously, if you want to get into the second and third and fourth and fifth rounds thereafter, that's all good, too. But the first round, John, we know drives the engine of pre-draft conversation. John Ritchie, what do you want to see Howie Roseman do?
This sounds strange. I guess it's best player available, but for me, it's specific players.
Yep.
I like this Terrion Arnold, who's a cornerback from Alabama. I also like Quinyon Mitchell, who's a cornerback from Toledo. The problem is, and you know that I like J.C. Latham. J.C. Latham is an offensive tackle who has that versatility where he could play inside at guard and then move outside to tackle, and he's huge and he's talented, and he's just probably a little too talented to be taken at number 22.
Yep.
So we would have to move up if we're going to pick J.C. Latham. I like the idea of trading up. I like what Howie does, where he finds the guy that we covet the most, that fits us the best. And then he throws a, you know, a couple extra picks in to make sure we get the right guy that fits us perfectly. I totally support that approach. I would love if we did that with J.C. Latham. I would love if we did that with Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell. And the word on the street right now, depending where you look, is that the Eagles are hot on Quinyon Mitchell. And the issue is he's from Toledo, so you try to look at the tape on him. Holy cow, it looks like sometimes it's someone's phone from the back corner of the end zone. And so it is hard to – it's not apples to apples when you look at his film and compare it to Terrion Arnold. But, you know, doing that process, it's been fascinating. Both guys really talented, so much – so young and explosive and so much promise there. I like the idea of trading up for – one of three guys. And I think it's likely that we will be within reach of these guys. So it's I feel it's almost, I don't want to say stress-free first round,
but I do think
these players will be available, one of these players or maybe a couple.
But
will
not
be.
At 22.
Right. With the right trades packaged and attached, we can go up and get these
guys.
Are
you saying, John,
these are not number 22 type guys?
That's right. Are you saying you'd be disappointed if they don't trade up?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you don't like what's...
I want to trade up. I have my heart set on these guys because these are difference-making guys. Terrion Arnold, I think he can bring the rest of the team along with him. You know, taking it to the next level, when you listen to him talk about football, I love that part. And that's rare. So this is one of those guys, I'm sure, that their scouting department, they get to that point where they know these guys inside and out. They know their character. Terrion Arnold is a guy who will make your entire DB room better. That's why you trade up for him.
Well, look, I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I mean, I've been, you know, what do you want to see Howie do? I've been struck this entire draft cycle, and I'm going back about a month and a half now since we, you know, sort of started this back in March. And it's like every time John, almost every time, let's say, John talks about a player he likes, it's a player that is not expected to be there at 22. I mean, that's just kind of the reality of the matter. So, you know, the 22.
But they're close. These guys are
close. They're close, but they're not generally considered there at 22, generally speaking.
Some of these guys started out in that vicinity, and then they've been sliding upward.
Well, you know why? Because other people watch the film, too. Yeah. So what do you want to see the Eagles do? 215-592-9494. Seltzer, where are you? We got about, about 34 hours to this NFL draft, about 38 hours till the Eagles make the pick late tomorrow night or earlier. What do you want to see them do?
So earlier. My overarching thing is defense. Defense, defense, defense. They could use all 10 picks they have in this draft on defense, and I will not complain. Like, I need defensive players. But the more I get closer and the more I think about it and the more we talk about trading up, which it feels like we're going to get one of the guys we really want. Like, I want a cornerback. I'm trading for a player. Remember the A.J. Brown trade came out of nowhere? We were not talking at all about A.J. Brown. Then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, look at that. A receiver, let's go. Like, do that. Whether I know we've talked about Patrick Surtain, but maybe it's a cornerback we haven't talked about. Maybe it's a Marshawn Lattimore or someone like that. But I'm trading 22. I'm willing to even throw in a second-round pick. If I can go get a corner who's going to help me right now and can step in and on the other side of Slay, and also Slay, who knows how long he's got.
Yep.
Like, go. Patrick Surtain's 24 years old. He's as old as some of these kids being drafted. Like, give up premium assets. Go get to – because I don't trust how he draft cornerbacks. Like, he's never done it. Like, Sidney Jones is the only – kind of high
you know,
cornerback
to take it. James, I got to tell
you. Go get a player.
I'm glad that I didn't go into my wise ass mode, because when you said go get a player, I was going to say as opposed to what, a dog? And then I realized when you said Patrick Surtain, what you meant. You mean a player, with a capital P.
Well,
no, but you mean an established NFL player.
That's what I mean.
You mean a veteran player, even if he's on the younger side.
Yep.
You mean someone who's played in the NFL. Go make a trade for an active NFL player, not
go
one of the.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Go do AJ Brown on the defense. Go get me the AJ Brown cornerback. That trade is what I want.
You know who did that for years? The Rams.
Yeah.
The Rams didn't make a first round draft pick for like 7 or 8 years, whatever it's been. They've traded all their first round. I think maybe they're on the clock this year. I think maybe for the first time in years. I forget exactly what it is. Washington used to do that in the 80s and 90s. That was their strategy. They would always trade their first round pick.
The Rams did it. The Rams
for Wilbur
did this
Marshall
strategy, and it worked.
The Rams did win a Super Bowl and had sustained excellence for a good 5-6 years. They had that one down year.
And still made the playoffs last year. Still a competitive team now.
No, I know. So, all right. So there's that theory also, 215-592-9494. You know, my mindset, it's similar to James, although without the focus so much on the active NFL player, which I'm certainly not going to say I'm opposed to. But my main mindset, John, is the defensive side of the football. I'll just put it right on out there. I'll be very disappointed if the Eagles take an offensive lineman in the first round. And I know, like, I want to
steel yourself. Then you got some good chances that they're going to be taking an offensive lineman.
I know. I also know. You know, the whole thing's kind of phony baloney. Prediction wise and feeling wise beforehand, when like in the end you don't know the outcome, and like if you draft Jason Kelce in the first round, no one's going to complain 9 years from now. You know, like ultimately it really does come down to how good is the player. But I mean that is the main thing, and that's where best player available or projection of best career, right? That's when people say best player available, normally it means who's going to have the best career, and that ultimately, you know, like it does matter most. But I also know what also matters is what do I have right now? What do I need right now? And who helps me fill that void the most right now? I mean, that is part of the equation. And maybe teams overdo it. I think the Eagles overdid it when they drafted Marcus Smith back in 2014. They had an obvious deficiency at edge rusher. I think we all kind of felt in the moment it was a reach. I mean, you could tell the ESPN panel that night was very underwhelmed. City of Philadelphia was very confused. People hadn't even talked about Marcus Smith. By the way, one of the rare times when the Eagles traded down in a draft, which is part of why people were so confused, because let's be real, we never really talk about who's supposed to go 5 to 10 picks after the Eagles. I mean, that's not the way we're wired as a fan base. So that one was confusing. I would not expect a trade down. I would expect a lot of defense. I sure hope for it. Look, you guys know my deal. Right from the outset of this offseason, when that Tampa Bay game was over and the dust settled on that season, you know, 3 or 4 days later, I was very clear. I thought and still think it's a 2-year defensive rebuild. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they can turn it around quickly. Obviously, they made some strides with CJ, GJ. I mean, I tend to think Huff for Reddick is a step back, at least in the short term.
Well, that's why you do what James proposed. I totally agree with him. You get an established player.
You can.
And you speed up that rebuild.
You can. I mean, it's not as simple as I just get a better player, because what you also have typically is a guy that makes more money, you know, a guy that's older. I mean, like take Hassan Reddick, and that wasn't a trade. But for what it's worth, as great as it was, it only lasted 2 years. You know, it's really nice when you draft.
Well, that's the trap that you fall into.
Well, that's the thing.
About the Rams earlier.
You know what I'm saying?
The Rams are.
Right.
But that's if you sign Saquon Barkley, right? Like, isn't that like 2-3 years, right? 2-3 years with Saquon here. Like, what's the point of signing Saquon Barkley if you're not going for it in this moment?
No,
right?
But are they?
But yes, because they signed Saquon Barkley. I agree. I understand your point,
I understand.
I get it, but like, what? Then why would you sign Saquon Barkley? It's a running back. Like, what's the point of it if you're not trying to win right now with Saquon Barkley? It makes no sense otherwise.
All right. Well, look, we'll see where everyone stands on the whole thing. You know, what do you think they will do? What do you think they should do? The positions, the players. We'll go through a lot of the players today. We'll detail a lot of them as we get closer to this draft. Obviously, the Sixers thing, totally on the table as well. You know, our phone lines were jammed yesterday. If you want to look back and react to Game 2, please do. We will also start looking ahead to Game 3 as well. But and maybe more than anything with the Sixers, what do you make of Joel about a half an hour after Game 2 declaring that the Sixers would win the series? That declaration by him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Yeah, that last two-minute report doesn't make me feel any better. It maybe makes me feel even worse. I kind of just want to throw it in the trash. We'll detail it as we move forward. But it doesn't change anything. Good morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Hey, AMA today at 7. You ask, we answer. Three ways, of course, you can interact with the show in addition to the regular phone line. Text message, Facebook, Twitter, text message meaning the text line. So get them all in. Get the questions in. You ask, we answer. Coming up at 7 o'clock today. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phones. The Eagles draft. What do you expect Howie to do? What do you want to see him do? The Sixers, Joel, what he said, and obviously the Phillies last night, kind of a dud. Let's get to Kurt in Marlton. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing well.
You know what, Kurt? Better than yesterday because at least a little bit of time has passed.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
So this is my time of year, and a quick story. The draft is my time. My wife has an entire 200 square foot room dedicated to crafting and scrapbooking, but she complains about the 2 linear feet of shelf space I use for my 35 years of Al-Rod's draft guides.
All right. Well, you know, you're not the only one, Kurt. It is something, man. I mean, it's people just love it. Although this one's been kind of a flat, you know, pre-draft process. But anyway,
your favorites, Kurt?
Kurt, what do you want to see the Eagles do?
You know, I like what James is saying, but I don't think one of the only guys I'd trade for is Patrick Surtain. And if you look at Denver's quarterback room, they're tanking for next year's quarterbacks at this point. So they're not going to get rid of the best player on the team for anything less than a real king's ransom. I love the cornerback idea, and as much as I like the J.C. Latham, I think upgrading at cornerback is the biggest level of upgrade you're going to get from any position that you can draft right now, because it was so bad that if you get the right guy, your upgrade is instantly really huge. It's not just by a little bit. It's by a lot. I'm personally a Terrion Arnold guy, because this is a guy that played at
so
safety,
good.
And he's still got a lot of dog in him from when he played safety. But on the flip side,
he's strong, he's sound, he's tough. And man, his attitude, his outlook about just bringing everyone else along, like bringing people up to his level. I was intrigued by Arnold, like through the whole process.
Yeah.
He was one of these players that sort of stuck out. You know, like a Tyrese Maxey he shines a little brighter. But because of his personality, Terrion Arnold brings that additional layer of excellence that I really like. I appreciate it. I think we should concentrate on trying to find guys more like that.
So he's one, and I know, John, you love the personnel. You know, another one, obviously, is Quinyon Mitchell. So here's from Tony Pauline, who has been a draft analyst for a number of years, and he has reported that the Broncos are talking with the Eagles about and therefore the Eagles are talking to the Broncos about a possible trade draft night. And he indicates that Quinyon Mitchell is who the Eagles could be targeting as high as the 12th pick in the draft where Denver is.
Mm-hmm.
John, your thoughts on – and then, by the way, just for backstory on this, the theory here is that Denver would trade down to the Eagles pick and they would get one of the lesser first-round quarterbacks And you know, potentially that would be Bo Nix. So, you know, they don't feel they need to, you know, get him, the Oregon quarterback at 12. They can get him later. So certainly a possibility. John, if it goes to Quinyon Mitchell and he's an Eagle, what do you make of that?
Look, Quinyon Mitchell, he's the Toledo guy. Really, it was hard to know how fast he was because the film is different. It's like calibrated differently when you're looking at it from the back of an end zone on like a phone or something. Just different level of competition. But Quinyon Mitchell is, man, he's solid. I prefer Terrion Arnold. The big difference here is Quinyon Mitchell, the upside, if you can teach him and bring him up to speed. Arnold is at Alabama. They're playing NFL football, essentially. Like
correct.
The schemes
right.
that they're using, it's NFL-type schemes. When you're at Toledo, you know, there's a real drop-off in the level of your competition and the level of complexity of the defenses that you're running. This Quinyon Mitchell, the thing that he's got going for him is he's running a 4.3 in the 40, where the guy from Alabama runs a 4.5. So big difference in top end speed.
Do you think both are worth the Eagles giving up at least one of their 2 second round draft picks? Like, would you just say
yes? I would. Yeah. I would. I love the talent. I don't know. I haven't seen as much of Quinyon Mitchell as I have of Terrion Arnold.
Yeah, you know, there's another aspect to all of this that we'd be delinquent if we didn't address right now, which is that the Eagles kind of added a player yesterday
mm-hmm.
who maybe is going to be a starting cornerback for them. So if you miss this story, Isaiah Rogers, who had been suspended for the 2023 season, James, it was what, ties to gambling? Is that correct?
Yeah, he gambled on football.
All right, so he's one of those guys. All right, so he's that guy.
Apparently gambled on his own team.
Yeah, that
well.
Was concerning.
All right, so the NFL dinged him a whole year. And during that year, the Eagles, with Howie Roseman before the trade deadline, traded for him, even though he was suspended. He had a good start to his career, but it got derailed by a suspension, which, you know, you really didn't know how long it was going to last. It was obviously a risky move by Howie, but also one with potential upside. I mean, I don't remember what the Eagles gave up for him, but I don't think it was anything too much, right?
It was a late-round draft pick, like maybe fifth, sixth round type stuff.
I mean, that's unbelievable. So, John, is this guy, Isaiah Rogers, now reinstated, is he going to be a starter? And to what extent does that change the equation on what the Eagles could do draft night?
How long has it been since he's been on an NFL field in an NFL
I thought it was 2022.
Yeah. 1 year, essentially, okay.
And he had a good year. Like, he was ranked as one of the – I think Pro Football Focus ranked him as one of the top 10
I think he was
cornerbacks.
Fifth, I believe, according to Pro Football Focus.
Okay, well, look, if he was ranked that high by PFF, he must have had a great year. He must be exceeding all expectations. And good for him. I don't trust that that's something he would be consistently able to keep up until I see it. I need to see that. It's great that he's here and he's going to get a second chance. I just need to see him play football.
I will say
I have
this.
No idea what he's supposed to do. I know that he was taken in the sixth round.
Yep.
He was the 32nd pick in the sixth round in 2020. To me, that's, you know, he doesn't have some of the traits you're looking for, so that's going to hold him back to some degree.
You know, one of the things, James, I don't know the answer to this, but I assume he's not.
Little.
He doesn't have a long-term contract, right?
No, this it's a one-year deal, essentially, for him. One other thing about him, too, though.
Which is not great. Like,
no,
if he's good.
Look, I think if he has a good camp, maybe they would extend him or something like that. I don't know. But one other thing he can add with the new rules, he is a kick returner as well, and a pretty good one, apparently.
Yeah.
So with the whole new kick return rules where there actually could be value to kick returning, he could help in that department as well.
All right, 215-592-9494. What do you want to see Howie do? Also, coming up, your chance to win a cool prize today on our show. We'll get into the Phillies more from last night's game as well. It was a tremendous catch by Rojas, but otherwise a pretty flat game. We'll get into that and more. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
As it starts to warm up this spring, make sure your home is ready for it. So instead of getting stressed out about it, get some help from Horizon Services. Their cooling and plumbing experts will spring into action to ensure your home systems are working reliably. So before you turn on your AC system, make sure to schedule a spring tune-up to avoid costly breakdowns and then clear away all that dust, dander, and pollen that has been building up since last year. Plus, right now, Horizon has an unbeatable offer. When you book a spring AC tune-up, Horizon will also schedule a free fall heater tune-up. So get the peace of mind knowing that as temperatures change, your home will stay cool and comfortable. So schedule an AC tune-up with Horizon now. They get the job done and get it done right the first time. So if you want to breathe easy, book your spring maintenance visit now at Horizon. NJ Diet, NFL Draft tomorrow. Rumor alert, NFL Draft analyst Tony Pauline says the Eagles are speaking with the Broncos about trading up for the Broncos' 12th pick so they can draft Toledo cornerback Quinyon Mitchell. Philly's seven-game win streak snapped in an 8-1 loss at the Reds. Shortest outing of the season for Christopher Sanchez. Reds scoring 4 runs in the third, not helped by his defense. 2 of the Phillies' 3 errors in that inning. Not sure this will make anyone feel better, but the NBA's last 2-minute report concluded officials made 4 incorrect no-calls, 2 coming on the ill-fated inbounds pass that led to the Knicks' game winner. Get slimmer for the summer by losing 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days with NJ Diet. They contractually guarantee it. Get ready for summer with NJDiet.com. Mix the sun and clouds today, high 70. It is currently 53. To listen to 94 WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
All right, great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. The draft tomorrow night. Phil's laid a clunker last night. We'll get to that in a sec. James, I know you got a Phil's-related event coming
up. That's right, Saturday night coming out post-draft. The draft will be over. It'll be all time to focus on the Phil's. Join Jack Fritz and me as we do our first High Hopes Phillies watch event of the season. We're going to do trivia. There's a watch party. It's all presented by Miller Lite this Saturday night, the Green Parrot in Newtown. You can test your Phillies knowledge with Fritz and me. You can win all kinds of Phillies and Miller Lite merchandise. Plus, 3 winners are going to walk away with a pair of Phillies tickets as well. And you can cheer on the Fightins versus the Padres on Saturday night. $3.50 Miller Lights. Pints and fabulous pub grub at the Green Parrot in Newtown this Saturday night. Starts at 7:30. Miller Lite. Miller Lights for Phil's win. Celebrate response.
So test knowledge. What is this, a beat the hammer ripoff?
A little bit. It's not like a beat the hammer. It's basically I'll throw out some Phillies questions during the game and you can win prizes.
You ask them.
I will ask the questions, yes. I am the resident trivia master.
How many former beat the hammer questions are there going to be?
Oh, man, that's true.
Probably all of them.
You have an advantage.
Yeah, I can go deep in the vault, as they say.
All right, tough guy, let me ask you a question.
Oh, good.
Phillies win the pennant 1983. Who's the pitcher on the mound for the final out?
Oh, wow. You're right in my sweet spot of lack of knowledge.
I figured it's on the line. Like, you should probably know it.
Do we know him well?
You'll certainly recognize the name, Ree. I would think you should know this. Phillies pitcher on the mound, 1983.
No, I don't.
Who'd you say? No. Larry Anderson?
She said
I
LA.
Did.
No.
I said it.
No. Is that it, James? You're out? Ree, nothing?
And
I'm not going to John for 83 Phillies knowledge here. I'm not going to Devin for Al Holland.
Al Holland.
God, what's wrong with you two?
That's a bad job there.
You too. You two should have known that.
Yeah, well, that's why you're the hammer, right? Big dog.
Listen, you don't have to tell me. I mean,
the hammer!
All right, 215-592-9494. So, John, kind of a clunker last night. Now, after 7 wins in a row, they're certainly allowed to have one. Christopher Sanchez.
It's the clunker that didn't really clunk. No one cared that much that it looked the way that it looked.
Like us?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What do I give it? You know, it's one loss. Okay. I got.
What were you gonna say, Joe?
No, I was like,
something with Heine. I'm thinking.
Yes, that's what.
Oh, I don't even know. I really don't. I know this. My mind is so on the Sixers and so on the draft, and I just got 7 straight wins for the Phils. Like, I'm just happy Rojas isn't out for a while after that catch and crashing.
Yeah,
the wall.
That was nerve wracking. Yeah.
Right?
It was.
I mean, you know,
it was like a great catch too.
Yeah. By the way, at first because Bryce is out, so he made an error.
Yeah,
you know,
that was brutal too. Yeah. I mean, who knows what happens if he doesn't miss that ball?
Sosa air, Boehm air.
Yeah, double air. It was double.
By the way, you know what stood out to me the most last night? I just got to get this off my chest. I want you to notice this tonight with the game, because it stood out to me the most.
That there were no people in Cincinnati?
Well, that too. That's tough
it's
to watch.
Sad.
It was bad, man.
Tough to
it was
watch.
Like really bad.
Well, that's why I hope
I've ever seen.
When Caitlin Clark plays in the WNBA, I hope people show up because otherwise it'll take away from the viewing experience.
You know, they have a lot of teams they announced yesterday that like have sold out their season ticket plans. The WNBA, which I was really happy for.
It's not as fun to watch a game when there aren't fans. I mean, it's just not. And last night's game, I mean, there's like barely any fans. Okay, you're right. Other than no fans. The thing that stood out to me the most, and I want everyone to take notice of this when you watch tonight, Bad job by the Cincinnati Reds with the construction of their stadium. The camera is too far over. Like, we don't have anywhere near a true view of the strike zone with the camera view we're getting, where they obviously put the road camera to watch the Phillies game on television. So here's what I'm getting at. Phillies, you're going to be right of center, obviously, at Citizens Bank Park, but you feel like you got a pretty good shot of the strike zone. The best is what you get in Atlanta. I think you get it in Boston. You're directly over the pitcher. You have a true, like, dead-on shot of the strike zone. Notice tonight when you watch the game, you're too far to the right. The camera's too far to the right. Horrible camera angle to assess balls outside.
I'm excited. I never notice these things, but then when you bring them up, I go back, and you're usually right with
check
these.
Check it
so
out.
I'm intrigued.
It's unusually
I'll
far
check
over.
Check it out. I'll marvel at that for all of 3 seconds.
John, move on.
Forget
yeah.
it.
John,
and I won't notice it again for the rest of my life.
Agree, probably,
First pitch, I noticed it. I was like, what is this nonsense?
I won't know. Yeah.
How many people did you text, Joe?
No one. I cared, but I didn't care like that much.
All right. Instead, I'll just bring it up on the radio the next day. Yeah, he texted the entire Delaware Valley in a sense.
Correct.
That's your biggest concern. Christopher Sanchez should be somewhat of a concern with, like, last night he didn't look awesome. Christopher Sanchez, I'd gotten used to, just get him in there and forget about it. Christopher Sanchez, he's one of those, like,
he's not
up,
Ranger
put him down,
yet.
Guys. No, he's not. And we saw that Christopher Sanchez can miss. Like, Christopher Sanchez missed a lot yesterday, and they took advantage of it, and it just, I don't know. I'd grown accustomed. I was fond of this idea, this inflated ideal that Christopher Sanchez had taken that step, and it was much bigger than what I'd hoped for. Yeah. Maybe he's still got some work to do.
Well, he's coming back. Taiwan.
I know. Yeah. Do you want to hear a fun stat that's going to be ruined by Taiwan?
What?
The Phillies are one of only four teams in baseball up till now, this quick, that have only used 5 starters so far to start games.
Wow.
That'll obviously end with Taiwan.
That does not speak well to the other organizations.
Well, the point also just
injuries,
is where baseball is. Yeah. And also, so the Royals, the Phillies, the Mariners, and surprisingly, the Athletics are the only four teams that have used 5 starters so far.
All right, let's go to the phone. So your reaction to the Phils last night, obviously the Eagles in the draft. We'll get to the Sixers in a moment. Let's go to Brandon right now. Hi, Brandon.
What's going on, morning crew?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, do you ever go by Bran now?
No. Never.
You meant because of Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
is that your
thing? Since Game of Thrones, has Bran become a consideration?
No. Not at all.
Okay. No. All right, what do you got, Brandon?
Listen, man, defense. Go get me a cornerback. I do not want to see James Bradbury week one, day one, OTA. I don't want to see him at all. Like, let's go get a cornerback. A legit cornerback that is starting week one, snap one on defense and move on.
Well, it's funny you say that, Brandon, because I agreed. And now with the Isaiah Rodgers news, I do wonder to what extent that changes things. Now, the good news, if you wanted a cornerback, you might still want one because Slay's getting old also. You can make a case you really got to have 2 upgrades this offseason. Not that Slay won't start. He certainly will. But I really didn't become enamored with any of those random guys that played last year at the end. I mean, Keely Ringo.
I think he's all right.
Okay. I don't know. I'm talking about a starting outside corner for the next 7 years. Like, I wanted to see a lot more from a few of those guys.
Yeah, and I agree with Seltzer, right? You don't go get Barkley if you're not planning to win now, right? So there's that window of rev up is pretty slim. We got to win now.
Well, I mean, listen, there's got to win now, and then there's whether with Jalen Hurts at this point it's going to happen, if they ask him to do more. I mean, I know this. Defense has made adjustments to him last year, and if he doesn't make adjustments back, then we got a big problem because, I thought the Eagles with the Jalen Hurts thing were onto something. I even equated it to the pick-and-roll in offense, saying, the pick-and-roll has been used for 60 years in basketball, 80 years, whatever the heck it's been used. And that's what I thought the Eagles – offensive attack looked like essentially impervious to, like, you want to defend it that way, fine, I do this. You want to defend it this other way, fine, I do this. Well, we found out last year they made adjustments, meaning the defenses, and the Eagles struggled, which means the Eagles now need to make a bigger adjustment. It's not as simple as the pick and roll as I had been thinking, honestly.
Well, the answer is a blend of the old and the new. The RPO with the protection rules of the NFL. Like, we fell short on the protection rules part. So we're blending as this offseason goes along. Yeah. And it's going to be similar to what we've seen before with a heavier run emphasis and completely new pass protection approach.
Your chance to win a cool prize today on our show. That prize and how you can win it. We'll tell you that coming up in 1 minute's time.
Spring baseball is finally back, and the Busch Auto Group is stepping up to the plate with their new home run savings. Swing by Busch Nissan of Limerick or Busch Nissan of Exton today and check out their sweet deals on Rogues and Pathfinders. Trust me, I've been a customer myself, and these guys know how to treat you right. This month, enjoy savings up to $4,000 off new 2023 Nissan Rogues and enjoy rates as low as 0% on select 2024 Nissan Pathfinder models. Not only that, but every vehicle purchased comes with over $3,000 in bonus value to help drive down the cost of vehicle ownership. Whether you're rounding the bases or navigating the city streets, Busch Auto Group has got your back. Visit them in-store or online today at BushAutoGroup.com. That's BushAutoGroup.com. And when you go, tell them John Ritchie sent you.
All right, when you call in today, you got a shot to win a $100 gift card at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. You can give it away because, you know, it's the secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Or you can do what I might do, and, you know, if I were to win it, just keep it for myself. Hey, three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, and Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. Visit them in person or online. JosephAnthony.com, where gift cards are available. That's JosephAnthony.com. By the way, speaking of guests, what is everyone getting me for my birthday tomorrow? Or on
Friday,
on,
right?
On Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
My
so,
presence.
Yeah, what?
You get to talk to me and be around me.
Unacceptable.
You're welcome.
Unacceptable. Richie, I'm expecting, you know, something of heft. I mean, at least a $30 or $40 gift. At least.
I'm going to get you new Martha Stewart notepads.
I would die for that.
An unlimited supply.
Don't lie to him there. That's not going to happen.
God, that would be. I've thought about going on Twitter and just saying, does anyone have these? Like, please.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask for an update on that.
That'd be a really sad tweet to see.
I'm thinking about
in my timeline.
Expect something similar to what you've received every year.
Squata?
Is that what it's
called? You gave me the Michigan sweatshirt one time, but it wasn't a birthday gift. You just came back from a trip to Michigan. And that was very kind of you.
Okay, yeah, that was, but that sort of made
up
for.
None of us got sweatshirts. So.
No.
That's
good
true.
Point, Devin.
Right.
Good point.
James, have you noticed how much the Michigan sweatshirt's been in my rotation?
I didn't know you got one. I've never seen you wear.
Overwhelmingly have worn that thing.
I baked you a cake last year.
And you know what? I got more out of that than the sweatshirt because I probably ate that one time. No, John, I'm just kidding. I just. All right, 215-592-9494.
We haven't done a lot of gift giving.
We have not. So here's the deal. When you call in today, of course, you can win the $100
gift card. I'm not getting you anything.
Well, I expect it. Nothing
I'm not
more.
Breaking tradition.
That's true. All right, when you call in today.
I'm going to play Hail to the Chief for you. That is my birthday present every year. I will play it for you. I'll have it ready, sir. It'll be good to go.
Thank you. All right, $100 gift card. Here's the deal. I think yesterday everybody was in the mood to fight because we were all really ticked off with the Sixers. I mean, it was really a nauseating end of the game. Sickening. It was horrible. In honor of that feeling to just punch somebody, give me a great answer through the years and all the movies for the best fight scene ever in a movie. I mean, there have been so many in so many movies. Sometimes it's a structured fight. Sometimes it's a street fight. Sometimes it's a sneak attack that turns into a brawl. Everyone, best answer by the end of the show, whoever provides it, is going to win the gift card. John Ritchie, when you think of a fight in a movie, what hit you?
I had to make sure that this fight actually existed in a movie. Animal Farm, I knew the book existed. I knew there was a huge fight because it represents the Russian Civil War, as we learned when we were reading it back in middle school. The Battle of the Cowshed, it was called, in Animal Farm. A giant battle. The battle for all the goods. And
we're going to get a lot of big answers. All right, Devin, give me an answer here for a fight scene.
Well, that it was a very in-depth answer to follow from John, but I'm going to go with a little less deep one. Avengers Endgame, the final scene where Captain America calls on the Avengers to assemble against Thanos.
That's a big answer.
Doesn't everybody die?
No.
Well, I mean, not everyone.
Rhea, come on. You haven't seen these movies. Come on.
Let me ask a question because I need a clarification from our crew here. So wars, I don't think of as fights. Like the beginning scene in Saving Private
Ryan.
So
I was originally thinking like, I agree with you. I was thinking like
a
fight, not like a battle.
Correct.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, to be clear.
But it is a fight.
Well, to be clear,
it is, yeah.
Fighting can happen within, like, if I lose my gun and you lose your gun, I guess we're hand-to-hand combat now.
Of course.
But I'm just saying, generally speaking, I'm just going to put it out there, I don't see war scene as, I mean, you know, if they're fighting, like, I don't think of Darth Vader and Luke when they're in their ships at the end of the first Star Wars. And Luke blows up the Death Star. I don't think of that as a fight.
Well, but the Avengers was in person.
I understand.
Like blowing each
no,
other
I understand.
Up.
I agree.
Would you like me to change my
answer? No, I'm just trying to understand the rules of engagement. Seltzer, give me a fight scene.
So I am going to take a haymaker because I know personally I'm voting for it, and I'm just going to take it off the board because there's a lot of great ones. Okay. The dojo scene in The Matrix, the greatest fight scene in the history of movies.
Okay. All right. All righty.
It doesn't
Rhea,
do it for
Rhea,
you, the
I
dojo scene
got,
in The Matrix?
I got one in mind.
It's immediately moving.
All right, Rhea, what do you got?
Mind-blowing, Jimmy.
Boy, that escalated quickly. The fight scene between the
Anchorman,
rival Anchor
yes!
and Anchorman.
Great answer.
Ron Burgundy. Ooh,
yeah, incredible answer.
Not my movie either. Listen,
oh, my God, seriously?
Here's the movie with the ultimate fight scene, and I'm going to just say it because the first caller otherwise would. It's Rocky and Apollo and Rocky One. It's mesmerizing. It's unbelievable. I mean, when Rocky gets knocked down in the 14th round and then stands up after Mickey saying, you know, down, stay down, and then he gets up around the 8 or 9 count, and then you see that look on Apollo as his shoulders slump. He's like, my God, this guy's still up. This guy's coming back at me. Rocky One is the greatest fight scene in Rocky when Rocky and Apollo go at it the first time. Look, give us big answers, 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, I also want to get today everyone's assessment of what do we make of what Joel said right after game two. Let's play the because he said a lot about the officials, but then he pivoted to the rest of the series. Listen to what Joel said. This goes back to Monday night around, you know, 10:30. He's in that locker room in New York. He's just lost. And Joel Embiid, and I believe it's the first time in his career, he's made a declaration like this.
How do you try to bounce back as you guys head home and try to turn this thing around?
So, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. We're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team.
All right, so he said, we're going to win this series. We're going to win this. John, it's not Namath because, you know, I don't have the word guarantee attached to it, but he put it out there. I mean, the Sixers' best player in an 0-2 hole is saying the Sixers are going to win the series. What is your reaction to his reaction?
I can't believe he went there and said that, but I do believe the sentiment. I think that we are the better team. And what he's saying, you know, what he's done, he's watched these games. He's broken it down. The Sixers are going to win this series because Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris are longer than Jalen Brunson, and they can D him up, and they've done a good job the first two games of minimizing him to some degree. Joel knows that they need to do a better job of just putting butts on everyone else. You know, like Josh Hart, get a butt on him. The Hartenstein guy, just get a butt on Hartenstein and Hart and stop this offensive rebound mess. I mean, it is out of control. Joel knows what they need to do. He says, hey, we were better tonight than we were in game one. We are showing progress. Okay, well, man, you've pushed it as far as you can push it. Like the weight, we need to see it now. We need to see your arrival, this team's arrival, where you step up to the plate here at home in front of the fans at the Wells Fargo Center, and you're going to prove you belong. And I do think that we are the better team. I think it's going to look a lot different with the support and the positivity of the home court advantage. Joel, a little more healed, a little more confident in the knee. The other guys who have had zero confidence, which is everyone other than Joel and Tyrese Maxey,
yeah, that's right.
Helped a little bit by the home crowd, the home cooking, the push, the emphasis, the love. We're going to be fine in this series.
Well, I'll tell you this. I got a three-word reaction to what Joel said. They better win. They better win. I mean, you know, like, you don't want to be that guy. You know, that, like, think of the hammer. I'm going to make a joke, but it's really not a joke. But think about, you know, the way when I go into hammer mode. Imagine instead of being 247 and 41, imagine if I was 41 and 247. First off, we wouldn't do the contest for 6-7 straight years. It wouldn't be any fun. But, you know,
it might be fun.
It might be fun.
For us.
But know this, like, I wouldn't be like, you know, I wouldn't do the
hammer! That's what you do! Yeah, like, that is damn impressive!
Who's my man?
Me!
You know, like, you can't do that at 41 and 247. Like, you can only go there if you back it up. I'm not saying you have to win every single time, but he's put it out there. He said they're going to win. So they better, because otherwise, a guy who at
times... Do you
times,
not believe him?
I would tell you, as of right now, let's actually get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who wins the series, Sixers or Knicks? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines. To answer your question, John, I would say this. Prior to Game 2, I was still of the mindset the Sixers would win the series. While I certainly think they still can, and I do think they're likely to win Game 3, because I think the home court advantage will be real. If I had to bet, like, literally my life, like, if I really had to bet, like, everything that really matters to me, if I really had to do that, at this point, I would have to pick the Knicks. I mean, they have a major inside track. And it's not to say the Sixers maybe can't be better than them, but the Sixers' margin for error has grown pretty damn small. So, you know, again, my main reaction, and I'm really fascinated by your reaction to Joel going there. My reaction is they better win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.